Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Brannon House Live. Whether the issue is law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, government, or national security, Brannon brings the issues of the day into clear focus through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. I'm going to be joined tonight by Annie Cyrus to talk about the breaking news out of Iraq. Breaking news out of Iraq. And so our Middle East expert on Iran, Iraq, Islam, associate producer and Lindell TV, WVW TV broadcaster, Annie Cyrus will join us. We'll be joined in a few minutes then by Daniel Greenfield as well. Was the CIA involved in helping load up airplanes full of a bunch of terrorists to bring to the U.S.? Did the CIA know who the bomber was, what he looked like before the bomb went off? Hello. Can you say false flag? Perhaps. Well, we'll get into that tonight. And then we'll talk with Patrick Wood on technocracy, Patrick Wood. And then we'll also talk with Mike Adams of Natural News, on what the global elite are doing to guarantee we have a global famine. Mike Adams will join us tonight. So quite the lineup tonight. Annie Cyrus, Daniel Greenfield, Patrick Wood, and Mike Adams. Now, a little bit of housekeeping before we get to all that. First of all, we gave out a wrong email address tonight on the Lindell Report for you to send your cast vote records to. Let me give you the correct email. It is castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. That's the correct one. castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. That's the correct email. All right. Another announcement I want to make today, something we have really never done here for many, 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 many years since going to internet. I would say 90% or more of our orders, 95% of our orders come in through the internet, right? So we don't really mess with the phone orders because we don't have the staff for them. Well, I've got another song for you, friends. What Glenn Campbell used to say. Got another song for you, friends. I've got good news for you, friends. We have someone that is now answering the phone. That's their job. They answer the phone. They have a dedicated line, and they answer the phone to take phone orders. Now, this is not, I don't know how to work Frank Speech or your website, Brannon, or I have invented some new product I want Mike Lindell to look at. That is not what this phone number is for. So please, don't abuse this opportunity. Now, why are we doing this? Because some of you, I know, I've heard from you over the years, you don't own a computer, some of you. Some of you are watching on Roku, and so that's it. You don't own a computer. Some of you do, but you don't want to order online. You don't want to put your information in a computer. And that's, I understand, that's your prerogative, and I understand. So we're offering you the opportunity now to actually make phone orders of our freeze-dried food, my book deals, Grave Influence, Marxianity, the Ozark tickets. If you'd like to get the Ozark tickets and you'd say, I really want to go to that, but I don't want to order online, this is what our order is, line is for. So if you are someone who doesn't mind surfing online, and so you go to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, and you see what's there, because again, some of you, you have computers. You just don't want to order off a computer. You'd rather look online and then order by phone, okay? If that's you, we now have a phone number, and there's someone standing by. Operators are standing by right now. 901, all right? 468-9... I got to put my glasses on to read this. 901-468-9357, all right? 901-468-9357. You see it on the screen there. Now, it's just one person that takes the calls. I guess when I announced it for the very first time today on my 60 radio stations, that person has been busy all day. And I was like, well, we could do this 9 to 5. No, if you're going live tonight, mention it, you know. So they're a very dedicated person. They're a hard worker, and they're eager to help you. So if you would like to order freeze-dried food, my book Marxianity, my book Grave Influence, if you would like to order Ozark tickets, any of the other emergency supplies, you can now use that. Again, we prefer you order over the internet. A lot easier for us. The system's automatic. The labels are printed automatic. But for those of you that don't want to do that, we don't want to miscount you from being involved. Okay, so 901-468-9357. All right, that's the number. I'll give it a couple more times. We'll leave it on the screen too. But that's not, again, a phone number for asking a million questions. It's real, only for orders, all right? And, oh, and some of you are asking, what time does the Ozark Conference start on the 14th of October, that Friday night? 6 p.m. I'll get the times on there. Stupid me. I guess I didn't realize that wasn't on there. So I'll see that the start times on Friday night, 6 p.m. Central. Someone said, I heard, we're coming from California, but we don't know what time the conference starts. Yeah, that's House. He wasn't thinking. So 6 p.m. Central. By the way, you can grab dinner on the resort at the resort before it starts. But also, during one of the breaks, we have a full buffet, and you pay. So here's the other question we get. Does the cost of the ticket include your food and lodging? No. Are you kidding? So that's just the cost of the conference. You're going to have to pay for your own food, unless you're registering for the banquets. And then your own lodging, of course. All that there is on the website at WVWTVstore.com. But like Friday night, we'll get going, and about an hour and a half in, we'll have a break. And there's generally a buffet. It's a cash buffet. So we're going to feed you. It's going to be like going on a cruise, but you don't have to worry about going on a cruise. So there'll be a lot of food offered up for you to purchase during the breaks and whatnot. Coffee. We have complimentary coffee and hot tea and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're looking forward to it. The Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. All right. Got all that business out of the way. We're joined now by a phone. She's got to join us tonight by phone. But she's going to be back with us tomorrow night for, I think, a whole hour. Annie and I are going to start about a weekly series here for a few weeks. We'll tell you about that tomorrow night. A big, big news item we'll be covering for an hour tomorrow night, and she'll be with us. So you can actually see her. But tonight she joins us by phone because I've asked her to join me at the very last moment due to breaking news out of Baghdad. In fact, guys, if you will go over to worldviewreport.com, because I understand the boys can't see my computer tonight in the control room. Normally, they can mirror my computer. Guys, go over to worldviewreport.com. Click this article here, third from the top. Several killed as Baghdad's green zone unravels. White House denies embassy evacuation reports. Click on that. Scroll down the page. I think there are some... I know there are. There are one, two, three, four, 5. There are several. Is that me or you? That's you. Play a couple of those real quick. Play a couple. All right, that's gunfire, and this is reportedly in the green zone. For those of you who don't know what the green zone is, this is where you have a lot of Americans. We have a U.S. embassy there. Listen to that. It sounds like automatic gunfire, doesn't it, folks? I don't know if Annie's can make out what they're saying there. Go to the next one. Annie's going to give us an update. She speaks multiple languages. Again, Baghdad is in trouble tonight. That is a lot of shooting. Go to one more. Let's try one more. All right, that's what's coming out of Baghdad tonight. What is going on? Joining us is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome to the broadcast short notice. Could you understand anything they were saying on those videos in whatever language, Arabic or whatever language that was?
They are speaking Iraqi Arabic, but no, I couldn't. The gunshots are overriding the voices to where I can make out what they're saying. But if it is, and I can't see what you're playing, so I'm just hearing it. But if it is one of the videos of the green zone that I saw about half an hour ago, it's the people running from the gunshots. Again, I can't make out the words, but my guess is what normal people would say when they're running away from gunshots.
You know, yeah.
Run, hide, take cover, something like that. But
what's happening tonight in Baghdad? What's this all about?
So the first quick things I need to say, this is not Baghdad only. It has a spread across the country. As of about 2 hours and two and a half an hours ago, or maybe less, the entire country is on lockdown under martial law. No one in, no one out. Also, every province is on lockdown. No one in, no one out. Also, every city, street, and house is on lockdown. So the full lockdown across the country. The uprising has gone from Green Zone, Baghdad, all the way to Basra, to Dara, and some other bigger cities as well. This is a civil war. By Western media calling him a politician, but in reality, a Shia Islamic leader has announced our time zone last night that he is stepping aside from all things politics of Iraq. His followers have taken the streets, stormed Green Zone in a protest of him stepping down because he was never able to create the government him and his father have been trying to do for almost 42 years now. So this is a religious being, Shia Muslim versus Sunni Muslims inside Iraq civil war.
So this is a Shiite Muslim versus Sunni.
Yes. So the current now let me quickly do this because it is important. His father, the Sadr father, the first original creator of the militia group known as Mahdi Army, the 12th Imam of Shia, Mahdi.
And by the way, the 12th Imam, Mahdi, he comes through great chaos. That's globally, there's a lot of chaos, and he comes through this great chaos. That's what their eschatology or end time belief is, correct?
Very correct, exactly. So Mahdi Army was originally put together by his father, who was assassinated and killed by order of Saddam Hussein because he was a Shia leader who was getting way too much momentum, especially with support of Khomeini back in mid-80s when the Iran-Iraq war was going on.
And Saddam Hussein a Sunni leader?
Yes. Saddam Hussein. Now, mind you, to be fair, as horrible of a person Saddam Hussein was, he was not a religious leader. He was a country leader. He was a dictator who happened to be a Sunni Muslim.
Okay.
But when the Iran-Iraq was going on, the father, Saad's father, started gaining momentum with the backing of Khomeini to turn Iraq into another Islamic republic, such a supreme leader government as Iran.
So they wanted to turn, this guy's father wanted to turn Iraq into a religious government like Iran, backed by Iran. So basically Iran would be taking over Iraq.
Pretty much, exactly, because especially at that point, Saad didn't have a candidate for supreme leader. So the agreement was for Khomeini to support Saad's movement. Then when they win, Khomeini will be the supreme leader of both countries, Iraq and Iran. But Saad would be the president who will run the orders by Khomeini as he controls the country.
So the father was killed by Saddam Hussein?
Yes. However, it wasn't a quote-unquote government arrest and execution. No, Saddam Hussein basically told his people, find him, kill him. So it's in the history, it went down as assassination. He was assassinated. His son was a young kid, so they went into hiding. And then after the 2003 of, you know, American situation, military in Iraq, he resurfaced as a 30-something-year-old man and reclaimed his father's movement and managed to actually get millions and millions of Shia Iraqis behind him. He tried the same thing the father did. He failed and he failed and he failed. And last night, our time, he decided this isn't working. So he figured if he put out a tweet saying, I'm a stepping aside, exactly what happened will happen, meaning millions of his followers will march the streets and try to overthrow the president or the government that's in place right now to make him happy to come back.
Mm.
That is literally what's going on right now.
So how did they get inside the green zone? I thought the green zone was had like a big wall around it. It was very secure.
Actually, that's interesting. There is no secure enough walls around green zone.
Okay.
There isn't. Storming it is just as easy as the storming our embassy in Iran in 1979. Do pardon my language, just this is what Iranians do say, so I'm just going to repeat it in English. If you are good enough of a monkey to climb up fast enough and you have guns to start shooting as soon as you land on the other end, you got to make it to green zone.
Okay. I guess the great big wall would be around the U.S. embassy.
That is correct, and you were correct. We are refusing to evacuate. However, I did find a video. It's like a 40-second video reported by Mehr News, which is Islamic Republic of Iran's government news, that a helicopter landed in area of our embassy. They are not saying who this helicopter belongs to.
In fact, let's go back to that. Go back to that page we were on, guys. Scroll down the page to where it says U.S. Embassy employees have been evacuated from the green zone. You could just play a second of that if you want. But that's what she's referring to, I'm sure.
It just shows a helicopter landing behind a huge tree.
No, it's the one at the bottom. It's got a let's see, I'll tell you which one it is. It's the on the website, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's gonna be the sixth video, not picture, but the sixth video from the top. It actually says U.S. Embassy employees have been evacuated from the green zone. That's the tweet. It's a tweet. And it's got a video embedded in the tweet.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
The plan was to evacuate, but then the plan changed to not evacuate. Reason, the country is on lockdown. So if we get our employees out of our own soil, being our embassy, they are in more danger. That is the safest place because we can't get them out of the country. They have literally locked the country down. There is no way out of Iraq. So if we take him out of that building, 1979 hostage situation will repeat itself. The Shia Muslims on the streets will get our employees as hostages.
Well, one has to wonder if this helicopter is removing the ambassador or some really high-ranking couple people and leaving everybody else behind.
That is a very good possibility. Yes. Are we getting some of the important people out? Possibly. But
I think all the people are important, but from the ability to torture and get tons of intel, I would think you'd have to have, you know, you'd want to get some of these ambassadors out.
Yeah, but here's my question. Remember how accidentally we left all of these devices behind in Afghanistan where
yes.
they were able to hide? I want to know how many of those devices accidentally were going to leave in Green Zone.
Oof.
Just out of curiosity, like, who's going to accidentally leave the gate open?
Do you think this is going to escalate to a full-fledged civil war and Iraq is going to fall?
From what I'm seeing, yes. As of right now, 20 people are dead, 28 people are injured, and all of these people belong to the Saad group, the Shia people are there. Now, mind you, the timing is very questionable. Let me tell you why the timing is questionable. In the Arabic Islamic calendar, right now is what's called as Arba'in, meaning a lot of Muslims, especially Shia Iranian Muslims, are either on their way or they already made it to Iraq for a Shia religious ritual. As of yesterday, 7,000 Iranian Shias are inside Baghdad for the quote-unquote, I'm using the air quote finger thing right now, of the religious ritual. Are those 7,000 there? You see what I mean by the timing is very weird. Two days before the Arba'in, that's the day of the ritual. 2 days before Arba'in, Saad decided to tweet out the retirement or quitting the job. Iraqi Shias stormed the street. The person in charge of religious tour of Iran make a call to Baghdad to make sure 7,000 Iranians are safe. All of this is starting to look like, so when was it on your show I said, watch as Iran's going to try to take Iraq?
Yeah, you did.
That is where it's going. They made it Arba'in. They made these are all pre-planned. That's why I believe this will escalate. However, our media is going to zone it out. They're going to cover it up. They're not going to report on it anymore.
Well, that's why it's so important that we're here with you.
Absolutely. Now, I don't mean to distract from our topic, but while looking into this report, I come across something else. I'm going to be very honest. If you hear any tension or anxiety in my voice, it is not about what's happening in Baghdad. It's about another breaking news I just discovered that is putting all of us in America in danger. And people like me, I literally, what I blurbed out to a friend of mine who's here with me, I said, if this goes through, I'm dead. I just don't know it yet.
What is this?
For the gathering of the United Nations in New York, our government has signed off for Ebrahim Raisi to be here in New York.
Tell our audience who that is.
Is the current president of Islamic Republic of Iran. He's known as the Butcher of Tehran by Iranians. He is under investigation for three different charges of war crime. He is under personal sanction by federal government of United States of America. He is behind half of the bounties put on Iranian dissident journalists and activists, and he's also behind IRGC saying, unless Trump is trialed by the government, we will take revenge for Soleimani. This man is coming to New York. This man is coming to United States of America.
Do you know when?
That date has not been released, but trust me, since I'm going to be, I don't know, probably dyeing my hair blonde and putting blue eye contact and cut my legs shorter, I need to know when I need to start doing that. So I will literally look at that date.
And the reason this is so troubling to you as a former Iranian and what you've been doing and saying with us for years here is if we're letting him into the U.S., this basically tells you the Biden regime is a puppet of Iran.
Absolutely.
And we're going to deal with this for a whole him? We're going to deal with this for a whole hour tomorrow night because I called you up on what day was it? Sunday.
Sunday. Yes, you're correct.
And I said, Annie, I think that this whole Marxist, you know, the media, everybody talking about Marxism, which is fine. We should be talking about it. I've been writing about it for years, as you know. But we also have been talking about the red-green axis. And I said, I believe the emphasis on Marxism and the communist is being used now as a distraction to cover for the green. There's the red-green axis, the red being Marxism, the green being the green representative of the jihadi Islamic flags. I'm not telling this to Annie. She knows this. I'm telling this to any new people. I believe the constant talk about Marxism, the border, inflation, all of these issues, which are important issues to talk about, but a lot of that is being used, a lot of that is being used to cover for what the Islamists are doing. So it's, look over here while the Iranians and the Islamists are making their move on America. That's what we're going to get into tomorrow night, correct?
Absolutely. And as you said, we're going to do an hour every week until we put all the information out for everyone who's willing to listen.
And so you're concerned that the president of Iran is being invited to speak at the United Nations in New York is further proof that not only are we giving him everything he wants, but the Biden regime is just a puppet of Iran.
Yes. And again, this isn't like we had Ahmadinejad come. We had Rouhani come and talk. It's one thing that we have the president of Islamic Republic of Iran coming. It's the who. Based on our own law, this man is under sanction and investigation for war crimes. Doesn't matter if this is a UN event or not. He is not allowed in this land. That's what our law says. Now, my question is, did behind closed doors, some were secretly, Biden lift his sanction? Because if that happened, I'm dead. I just don't know it yet.
And the reason you say that is because then this regime would allow for the rounding up of Iranian dissidents such as yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I told you when Salman Rushdie was attacked, I said it on the air on my radio show and maybe here on TV, but I certainly said it on radio. You remember me pontificating. I said, what are the chances the Biden regime or the FBI gave him up as to where he was and where he was going to be speaking? Because I don't think it was advertised or promoted. So how would that guy have known? So I said, what are the chances that our own corrupt federal government gave up Soleimani Rushdie because this regime, this government, is doing the bidding of the Marxist and the Islamist, the Red-Green Axis. Remember me saying that?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And my answer was, I'm pretty sure it is exactly what happened.
So the concern is then they would start giving up American Iranians such as yourself.
Absolutely. We're going to be handed over. And that's the thing. If Ebrahim Raisi is not under sanction, I mean, who cares if he's under sanction or not? He lands in America. We have reported on so many just simple Iranian imams coming to America, giving one a speech, and Florida gay club shooting happened. They came to America, gave a speech in the Boston Mosque, and the Boston Marathon bombing happened. You think the butcher of Tehran comes to New York and we're not going to all disappear or be assassinated? That's not possible. This man put an order of 800 execution in one morning. 800 executed Iranians in one morning in Tehran. That's how he earned the name Butcher of Tehran. This was way before he was the president. And by the way, he's also the first option to sit in as the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran after Khamenei because he has all the credentials.
Mm. All right, we'll
and
have a full...
this man in this country.
So the breaking news tonight is there appears to be a civil war underway in Iraq. Is that what you're reporting?
Yes, it is a religious civil war, basically a Shia group of people wanting to turn Iraq into a Shia-governed country versus the current government, which is a Muslim group, but not running it based on Sharia.
Okay, so the Sunnis and the Shiites are going at it.
Exactly.
All right. We'll get an update from you tomorrow night, plus what we said we were going to talk about that we planned on Sunday. Her website, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. And as always, we ask you to pray for Annie's safety. Liveuptofreedom.com. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brennan. Please stay safe.
You too.
Sure.
I don't know how much to say here. She has 12 fatwas on her head. That's not a secret. She talks about that. She's reported to us that the 12th one from Iran is for working with me, for doing what she just did. When she translates what's going on in Iran from their language, Arabic or whatever else it is, because she can speak a few languages and there are different dialects or whatever, when she translates those from the Islamic Revolutionary Corps, Guard Corps websites or social media, and then brings that to us, that's what is reportedly got her her 12th fatwa. But what it also means is that there are a group of people that are watching to see what that means for us. And so when she said, be safe, and of course we're concerned about her, she's concerned about us. The reality is the fact that she and I work together and we bring you this show has made us a target. And this is why a lot of people won't report. This is why a lot of people will not have her on, or people like her, because it does come with a price. It skylines you. It puts you in a spotlight. So we're not going to stop reporting, but I will tell you that the fact we have her on this network, that I work with her, that she's associate producer with me and my researcher and expert on this, and I gave her her own show, that also makes us a target. And there have been some things that have been uncovered related to some of these groups that are now talking about us as well. So that's why she said the comment about be safe, because it's now an issue for, well, any of us that give people like her or Usama or Sharam or Robert Spencer, any of these people we give a platform to, then we start becoming a threat because we're giving those people a platform. But we're not backing down, just the way it is. Because if you don't stand up to them now, they're going to eventually take over anyway.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
All right, joining me now is Daniel Greenfield of frontpagemag.com. Then we'll go to Patrick Wood. Then we'll go to Mike Adams tonight on the global intentional destruction of all the things we need to grow food, a global famine, a death cult, a global death cult. That's with Mike Adams soon. Patrick Wood will be before him, and now is Daniel Greenfield. Daniel, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Did you get the chance to hear anything Annie Cyrus and I were talking about?
Yes, yes.
Your thoughts, please.
Well, Iraq is kind of in a permanent state of civil war. Bottom line is you have people who are incompatible, Sunnis and Shiites, various other breakdowns, different minorities, Turkic, Kurds. So there's always a permanent state of civil war. You have dictators like Saddam Hussein who kind of keep it under wraps temporarily, but it's a temporary phenomenon. You know, the same thing is true of Afghanistan, of Syria, of a bunch of places in the region. These are fundamentally tribal cultures. You know, a lot of our elites talk about multiculturalism. This is what multiculturalism actually looks like. It's a permanent state of civil war. It's a permanent state of hostility. So, you know, this is just the normal state of affairs. It's a bit more violent than usual, but this is just the reality. And this is, you know, why it was a probably not a good move just to do what we did on the Bush administration, because we upended the balance between the Sunnis and the Shiites. The Sunnis were the minority under Saddam Hussein. They were in power. We upended that. We brought in democracy. Democracy meant the Shiite majority. And the Sunnis obviously were not going to tolerate that. So you now have an ongoing state of civil war. When the Shiite violence flared up, we made a deal with the Sunnis. That was the so-called Sunni awakening under the Bush administration. It successfully rolled back some of the violence. It rolled back al-Qaeda, but Obama withdrew. The Sunnis turned to al-Qaeda. They turned to ISIS. That led to the rise of ISIS. And, you know, I mean, everything we've done so far, bottom line is it's still the same basic situation on the ground. And nothing we've done has changed that.
All right. Let's talk about your article. Very shocking article at frontpagemag.com, danielgreenfield.org. The CIA, you're reporting, warned American troops what the terrorist bomber actually looked like. So apparently the CIA knew who he was and knew he was a terrorist and a bomber, could have apprehended him, I'm assuming, from what I'm reading in your article. What do we make of all this, Daniel?
Now, this came out just very recently. There was an interview with a veteran who was wounded on the scene. He was one of the troops there at Kabul International Airport. His name is Tristan Hirsch, and he actually said that the CIA distributed, he actually told them what the bomber looked like, and the CIA actually had him in custody. He was going to carry out an attack in New Delhi in India. The CIA warned Indian authorities. They actually took him into custody. They had him at Bagram Air Base, which the Biden decided to just give up and let the Taliban take over. The Taliban released him, released the bomber, who is allegedly named Al-Ghari. And at that point, the bomber made his way to Kabul International Airport. He was there. He was there for a few days. The troops were there noticing him. They had the warning from the CIA. They asked for permission to take him out. I mean, you can't just really arrest a suicide bomber. That's not going to end well. And in any case, there's this huge mob of people outside. There were Americans there. There were people, Afghans with visas. There were just anybody who could make it there. There were also Taliban there. So just wading into that crowd was not really an option. But you had American snipers there. You had American forces there. And they were actually asking for permission. Can we take this guy out? We think he might be here to attack us. They did not get that permission. And this is in line with what the Obama administration did, what the Biden administration seems to be doing, which is denying American troops the right to open fire on a suspected terrorist unless you see him doing something. If he's planting a bomb, you can open fire. But until he does something, you can't do anything. And with a suicide bomber, that means you're already dead, because by the time he does anything, he's blowing up.
So what do you think the goal here is? Is this just political correctness? Is it soft? Is it more nefarious? Is our CIA, which we know has been largely taken over from by the communists pretty much since the beginning of its, you know, establishment, are they part of the red-green axis? We know that John Brennan, you know, said he voted for Gus Hall, yet he still got to, with the communist presidential candidate, yet he still got to be CIA director. There are some reports that Brennan converted to Islam while in the Middle East position. So maybe the CIA has been fully taken over by the red-green axis, and they wanted a bunch of troops killed. They wanted a problem. They wanted to create a crisis that they could exploit.
Yeah, it's certain. There's certainly a possibility there. We know certainly elements of the CIA have been compromised. We don't know exactly which ones, but the bottom line is you send in these people. Some of them go native. Some of them begin to sympathize and align themselves with the enemy, like John Brennan. We had this during the Cold War. People in intelligence became rather sympathetic to the Soviet Union. Now they're sympathetic to the new enemy, which is the Islamic Jihad. We don't know exactly what the subtext is, but you know, the Biden administration has been refusing to name the bomber, which is already very strange because ISIS very immediately rushed out with a statement saying this is the guy who did it. His name is Al-Agari. The Biden administration has yet to actually say it, and some conservative journalists actually, they contacted the Pentagon, they contacted the State Department, they contacted various agencies and said, can you actually tell us the name of the bomber? And they still refused to answer the question. The FBI refused to answer. The Defense Department refused to answer the question. And, you know, why are they still blocking this? Why are they refusing to come out and say it? And the basic level is because they actually had this guy in custody until Biden decided to withdraw, and that's the direct result. But we don't know what the complicated subtext is. Did the CIA turn this guy in prison? Did they become somebody's asset? We don't know the stuff. Bottom line is, what we do know, courtesy of Tristan Hirsch, is that they had warning. They knew this guy was there. This was not unexpected. They did not receive the authorization to take him out. And the bigger picture is, we lost so many people, so many good men. In this case, we lost women also who were there in Afghanistan because they did not have the permission to fire back. This was the rules of engagement that were created under Obama. And those rules of engagement said you cannot take preemptive action to protect yourself because we are here to win the hearts and minds. And, you know, even in the last days, we're already withdrawing, you know, no more hearts and minds to be won. The Taliban have won. They're still playing out this game, the hearts and minds thing. And so many Americans have been killed. You know, we lost more Americans in Afghanistan under Obama than we did under Bush. This was the complete horrifying disaster that cost so many lives. And what Biden did, that was just the final act.
Mm. Let's go to another one of your articles in conclusion. Bill Gates investment fund cheers Biden's $350 billion in green pork. Tell me about this.
So we're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. In fact, it's the Inflation Increase Act. But one of the underreported stories about this is that Bill Gates played a significant role in negotiating this. He made a deal with Manchin. He hired green venture funds actually hired Manchin's former chief of staff to lobby for him. He was doing phone calls with Schumer, with Manchin, and he was very much taking credit for helping make this happen. Now, what does he have to gain from this? One of the big things there is a massive green loans program. Remember Solyndra? Remember some of those bankruptcies under Obama where taxpayers were suddenly on the hook for loans, grants, and subsidies for these so-called green businesses. This is the same thing, except on a much bigger scale, looking at $350 billion potentially in loans to these companies, which are almost all politically connected. They're Democrat companies. They're left-wing companies. And Bill Gates has an investment fund that's investing in a whole bunch of these companies. So he potentially has a lot to gain from this. You know, the Biden administration was talking about the Inflation Increase Act. This is going to help poor people. It's going to help lower-income people. It's going to help working-class people. It's going to help middle-income people. It's going to help Bill Gates.
And do you believe all of this inflation, superinflation, all of the war on farmers, do you believe, like I do, and Mike Adams will be here in a little bit, and Leo Holman and many others, that these globalists, in concert with the World Economic Forum, are deliberately trying to create a famine to use food to control us?
I mean, we know straightforwardly, we've seen what they did with the housing market. You know, you can just look at housing prices to see what they did there. They created artificial scarcity. Now, of course, they're going to pump. Now, the Fed is going to hammer us with higher and higher interest rates to close more and more Americans out of the market. The companies that got in, BlackRock, Vanguard, those investors now in a very good position. They're obviously intent on doing the same thing with farmland, with food supplies. And, of course, they're going to do this in the name of the environment. It's always in the name of social justice, equity. The bottom line is, one, they profit massively. Two, society, the whole idea of elections, democracy becomes even more of a joke because you now have a small class of people who effectively control the economy and they can impose their own will on us anytime they please. And thirdly, of course, what bigger agendas do they have? Well, I mean, it's something you've discussed. I think it's something you're going to discuss. But they have a different vision for where the human race should be, for how society should work. And this gives them leverage for completely capturing our society from the bottom up and the top down. Mm.
DanielGreenfield.org, DanielGreenfield.org. Also, his articles are at frontpagemag.com. Thank you, as always, Daniel, for your great research, your great reporting, your great journalism.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you, as always. We love having Daniel Greenfield. Check out his website, danielgreenfield.org. All right, folks, before we go to our guest, Patrick Wood, let me remind you that if you appreciate what we're doing here, you can also support us through, well, two or three ways. One, MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. You get savings. We get credit. A generous portion of each purchase comes back to Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, Liddell TV, keeping all this going. So, again, use that promo code B66. You get savings. We get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds. And, yes, Delta is on her MyPillow pet bed, laying on her side completely, counting sheep big time over there. So maybe you want to get your dog or pet a pet bed at MyPillow.com, but use that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, towels, mattress toppers, so much more. MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66. You can also go to MyStore.com, use that same promo code at MyStore.com. You can get some of the My Coffee. I just had a couple cups today, maybe more than a couple. But you'll love it. I love it. The guys in the control room love it. Light, medium, or dark roast, whole bean, so you can grind it yourself, or already ground. MyStore.com. Use that promo code. Man, every time I squeeze the bag, the smell of coffee comes out of there. I might have to make some coffee just so I can smell the coffee brewing. Also, the coffee pods. The coffee pods have come in. Hear those beans in there? The coffee pods, those little coffee pods, they've come in. I guess those have been very popular. MyStore.com, use the promo code B66. Finally, if you appreciate what we're doing, you can just go to WVWFoundation.com, support my foundation, WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Make a contribution of any size, greatly appreciated. You can also find our mailing address there. You'll find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Again, if you would like to just make that kind of contribution over the phone, you can do that even right now, 901-468-9357. You can just use that phone number right now. Make your contribution over the phone to support our Worldview Weekend Foundation that's committed to using technology and our broadcast to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of the Christian worldview, and how God would have us to respond. Again, you can support our foundation by just going to WVWFoundation.com or 901-468-9357, and you can make a contribution right now with a live human being. I'll pick up the phone for you, 901-468-9357. Joining me now is Patrick Wood. He'll be one of the keynote speakers at our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October. Full details on that at WVWTVstore.com. It starts at 6 p.m. on Friday night, October 14th. Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Peter McCullough, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt. It's quite the lineup, isn't it? Good evening, Mr. Patrick Wood. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Brandon. Thanks for inviting me back on today.
Thank you for coming on. I'm going to go to an article written by our buddy Leo Holman at leoholman.com. Here's the headline at leoholman.com tonight. Scientists score major breakthrough in drive to create synthetic humans. Subtitled, synthetic embryo with brain and beating heart grown from stem cells. I called him about this today, and he said, the guy you need to interview on this is Patrick Wood. I said, okay. So I called you up. This is pretty remarkable, is it not, Patrick?
It is a breakthrough for those who are involved in genetic science. This is the first time they've ever been able to do that. It took them 10 years to get to this point, however, Brandon. The young lady, relatively young lady, is working on this, has been at it for 10 years at Cambridge University. And talk about persistence, right? Failed experiment after failed experiment. They tested. And when it says synthetic, by the way, it's not like it's created on a computer screen and then it's, you know, put into like DNA or something. Synthetic in this case means that there was no egg and there's no sperm. They simply took stem cells and worked with the stem cells directly to trick them into thinking that they were, you know, really fertilized and egg and all that kind of stuff to grow, multiply, and then assume the functions like the heart, spine, placenta, et cetera, that they would have normally. This is a synthetic idea here. But it is a huge breakthrough, and it ought to remind people, anybody who's ever read the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley back in 1930, well, the book was 1932, you probably weren't reading it in 1932, you wouldn't be alive today probably. But Brave New World produced babies in a test tube. There was no sperm, there was no egg. They simply genetically engineered the babies, and they grew them up in a test tube artificially, and they were born, quote-unquote born, out of the test tube into real life. They began breathing, and then they grew up, and they were genetically altered very carefully to be of a certain mental capacity so that whatever their job was in society, they would be happy in that job. So if you were a trash collector and you were a Delta, why, I'm the best guy in the whole world. My job is wonderful. I could do this all my life and I'd be happy. It was a pretty dystopian book. It was a utopian, but for us, it would be a dystopian book. But 1932, Brannon, that's a long, almost, what, 90 years ago this year. And hit the nail on the head. And here we are, knocking on the door.
So tell, again, it kind of blows your mind that we're even talking like this. So tell us how this plays out. Are they artificially inseminated someone or put on inside someone, a mother, a lady, to carry this child? Do they deliver it? Is it in a test tube? Are we talking about the creation of human life here? We clearly would not be talking about something that would have a soul, theologically speaking, I don't believe.
Well, fortunately, so far, they're only dealing with mice embryos. They're not dealing with human embryos yet. That would be illegal to do. Even in Great Britain, the law there says that you can experiment with human embryos, but only up till day 14, and then they have to be terminated. So right now, this particular lab at Cambridge is working only on mouse embryos.
And but, what are they getting?
Well, they're understanding the cradle of life. Essentially, that's what they're breaking through. They finally figured out how the whole process is working. Now, there's still a lot of dark holes, that's for sure, but they're working through all those issues to understand how life is produced in the womb, or just life is produced, period. And once they have that pattern, who knows what could come out of it or where it could go. They're talking about growing artificial organs for human implant, for instance, like taking the stem cells, creating a heart or a kidney or a liver or other organ, maybe a lung, that could be transplanted into a human. Of course, possibility is always there one day that the whole reproductive process could be short-circuited and babies literally could be taken to a test tube or taken into an incubator, some type of artificial womb, and grown up to the point of birth. But that has not been done yet. I don't want to scare anybody too far here in this. It has not been done. They're not experimenting on humans yet. But this whole business of dealing with genetics, with genes, with DNA, with stem cells, et cetera, this is all part of that transhuman meme, Brannon. It's been working for decades now. Few people have paid any attention to it because it's in the laboratory. It's in universities. Who pays attention to universities? No journalist goes to university to get a hot story. Just don't do it. So these people have been working away, like this lady was working 10 years to get this one headline. And all of a sudden, people are so shocked. Oh, my goodness, how could that happen? I just can't believe it. Well, it didn't just happen yesterday. She's been working on it a very long time. And that's the nature of transhumanism in general, modern transhumanism, where you're dealing with high technology like this to break down the human brain, to break down the cradle of life, to break down the genetic, how genetics are expressed in the body and so on. Messenger RNA, by the way, that's used in the Moderna shots and Pfizer shots. That is also an expression of transhumanism today. So this has been going on for a very long time. It was codified in 1992 at the Rio de Janeiro conference in Brazil when the Agenda 21 conference took place. And aside to it, there was the Biodiversity Convention. They set this in stone back then, that the biotech industry and the big tech industry would be protected, and that they would be able to have access to all of the genetic modification that they wanted to have. And so they modified seeds, they modified insects, they modified fish, they modified animals. And now, lo and behold, they're coming after us. No surprise. We also are, you know, we're at the top of the, in their minds, at the top of the animal chain, I guess you'd call it. Mm. But, you know, this has been going on a very long time. People need to wake up and pay attention to this in a big way, because it's now become a very broad, you know, across all of society. And we're going to see more headlines like this coming out in the future, and it's going to probably blow people's minds. It warrants further study. It really does warrant some further investigation.
Wow. Let's go to another article you have over at technocracy.news, technocracy.news. CIA-linked company now making mRNA for Moderna's reformulated COVID booster shots. Well, that's what you want. The CIA, which was largely taken over by the communists from day one, has had a CIA director that bragged of voting for a communist. That's what you want, is the CIA-linked company now working on booster shots. What's going on here?
Well, I know. This was a kind of a shocking expose to me, and I really appreciate the young lady who wrote this article, did the investigative journalism to really flesh this out. Her name is Whitney Webb, and she has a website called Unlimited Hangout. And, you know, some people think she's a little odd, but I've talked to her in person, and I've checked some of her research and stuff. She's done a pretty good job of breaking this down. This company that is now actually manufacturing much of the messenger RNA for Moderna is a separate independent company. And they have some, they're building factories around the world. They got one big one here in the U.S., big one in Canada. I think they're looking at Europe to build something over there too. But they're actually building these manufacturing plants to produce the high-tech DNA/RNA therapies that all of these transhuman labs and stuff are working on or growing and stuff. So Moderna happened to crack the nut with the vaccines, right? So you could liken what this other company called Resilience is doing to a customized food kitchen. You know, like you make the recipe, and then you can take it to that kitchen company, and they'll make the recipe, they'll can it, they'll, you know, give it back to you on pallets or whatever. So this is a third-party manufacturing company that's making this high-tech advanced messenger RNA, RNA, DNA for these various high-tech companies. They expect this to be one of the hottest industries in the next 10 years. This is kind of disturbing in itself.
Indeed it is.
Yep. And the CIA happens to be involved in it.
Just happens.
Just happens.
What are you going to be speaking on at our Ozarks conference coming up the middle of October?
Well, I'll tell you, that's going to be interesting. I haven't really picked it yet, but
that's because things are moving so fast.
Things are moving so fast. I want to keep it relevant. I have given a couple of presentations recently, last 3 or 4 months, that I titled generally "The Genetic Takeover of All Material on Earth," and that's a transhuman theme for sure. But this literally seems to be the target right now. If you examine each category of life, whatever, you can see where these geneticists, these genetic scientists have been breaking down all the different species in the world. It's an incredible story. It's incredibly deep as well, I might add. It's not like you can't get this on a bumper sticker. You got to really drill into it to understand it. But this is kind of an existential thing right now for humanity. And you know, I agree. I heard this originally from a very high-powered political strategist, who believes that by 2024 election cycle, the transhumanism is going to be the main issue discussed during the 2024 cycle.
So you really think the American people could come up to speed enough, you know, pull their head out of watching things like Dancing with the Stars or whatever it is they watch now, and actually understand the concept of transhumanism?
I do believe they can, and I'll tell you why. There is a host of lawsuits right now that are coming across the country that are going after the hospitals, the doctors, the healthcare institutions, the state mechanisms, you know, the people in the states who mandated vaccines and, you know, caused great harm to people. There's going to be a raft of lawsuits. I know of a number right now that are in progress. I won't talk about them, but they are. And I think by the middle of next year, the American public is going to be fully aware of the scandal that was taking place for the last 2 years and how we as a people were literally, well, at least there was an attempted hijacking, I should say, of all the people in the world with at least their DNA, they're going to be very upset when they see the whole thing. But the encouraging news is when they begin to see the million and perhaps billion-dollar settlements and judgment coming against these firms, these hospitals, these different health organizations, people are going to wake up really quick. You remember how it was when asbestos was broken down, and also when tobacco was broken down, and other things like that that were huge. People got wise really quick, and this is going to wise a lot of people up. When they see these huge settlements come through and justice being served for these people that have been so harmed, either with wrongful death, wrongful firing, wrongful termination, health injuries to people, lifelong health injuries that they can never be compensated for. These are lawyers now are looking at this. They say this is criminal behavior. It was criminal on their part to do what they did, and they're going to be prosecuted criminally. This is going to get the attention of America big time.
Well, great time to have you speaking at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October with Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Lee Merritt, Terry Turchi, former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Karen Kingston, Leo Holman, Annie Cyrus, great lineup. Full details, WVWTVstore.com. General seating, priority seating, WVWTVstore.com. Starts at 6 p.m. that Sunday night. And Patrick, we look forward to having you there with us. His website is technocracy.news. Patrick, as always, thank you for your very, very informative time with us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Patrick Wood checking in. Check out his website, technocracy.news. Logan, I sent you a video in there. I want to play a minute or two of that real quick to introduce our next guest. His name is Mike Adams. He's no stranger to many of you who are regulars. You go back to the website of Leo Holman. He has a great article today at leoholman.com. Another one. Globalist death cult launches all-out war on the essential elements of life. Globalist death cult launches all-out war on the essential elements of life. Embedded in there is a video, The Globalist War on the Elements of Life. It's narrated, it's about a 16-minute video, I believe, and it's narrated by our friend, actually 16 minutes and 55 seconds, narrated by our friend and our next guest, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. naturalnews.com. I want to play just a couple minutes to set it up, and then we're going to have the man who's narrating it actually inform us about this very, very vital topic. Watch just a couple minutes of this.
Elements. They're the building blocks of everything that exists in our world. They're the building blocks even of life. The elements form molecules, and those molecules are animated with life and consciousness and intent and creativity. That is life, a gift from God, but expressed through the physical matter of our realm. And that physical matter can be broken down into elements, as you can see from the table of elements. Those elements include hydrogen, helium, and then things like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, magnesium, right? All the metals and the nutritive minerals are elements. And without those elements, we cannot survive. So when the globalists attack elements, they are attacking life on planet Earth. Welcome to this special video report, The Globalist War on the Elements of Life. So you've probably heard the phrase, the war on carbon. And we've been told that carbon's bad. Well, carbon is found in carbon dioxide, and the EPA has declared carbon dioxide to be a pollutant. Well, did you also realize that we are carbon-based life forms? And in fact, all life that we know of in the cosmos is carbon-based life. All the life on planet Earth, the pollinators, the insects, microbes, humans, primates, animals, the dolphins and whales, the fish in the sea, everything is based on carbon. So a war on carbon is a war on life. And did you know that most of the molecules that you need to live, such as, let's say, vitamin C, is based on carbon? Did you know that medicinal herbs are all carbon-based molecules? And did you know that plants need carbon in order to survive? And that food crops need carbon in order to produce food? So a war on carbon is a war on food. And a war on carbon dioxide is a war not just on food and crop production. It's also a war on oxygen, because carbon dioxide, of course, contains both carbon and oxygen. And without oxygen, none of us can breathe. The animals would asphyxiate and die. Even the dolphins and the whales and the insects and the pollinators, they would all die without oxygen. So when the powers that be declare war on carbon and war on carbon dioxide, they are declaring war on the two most important elements for life as we know it on this planet.
Wow, okay, that's Mike Adams narrating that. You can watch the full thing at naturalnews.com. He joins me now. Mike Adams, excellent reporting. That's a lot of people are watching that one tonight, I can tell you that.
Thank you, Brandon. It's always great to join you. I appreciate you having me on. And yeah,
thank you.
The other element that's mentioned in that documentary is nitrogen, and I hope we get a chance to talk about that too.
Let's do that. Let's start with the carbon and then go to nitrogen. So we kind of heard the case there, this war on carbon dioxide. And, of course, we now know that they're, and Tom DeWeese, American Policy Center, is doing a lot on this as well, grabbing the carbon dioxide out of the air and then putting it underground, storing it underground, right?
Yes, that's called carbon sequestration, and I define it as a terraforming operation. It's actually altering the atmospheric chemistry of planet Earth and depriving all of our food crops and plants and animals of access to carbon dioxide, which is the greening molecule. So, Brandon, of course, we've all been lied to for decades about this global warming, climate change nonsense. The science behind it, so-called science, is completely fraudulent. In fact, it's backwards. More CO2 means more food, more rainforest, more greening, more deserts turned into grasslands and eventually forests. Higher levels of CO2 are wonderful for life on planet Earth. We'll even produce more food crops with less effort. It will feed more people. We'll have less starvation and human suffering. CO2 is the miracle molecule for life on Earth. So, of course, the globalists are attacking CO2, as you saw, but they're also now attacking nitrogen. And this is the war on farmers that's being seen in the Netherlands and in Ireland. And other countries, especially European countries, are bowing down to EU regulations and the World Economic Forum, and they're trying to ban nitrogen. And nitrogen is a fertilizer. I mean, it's incredible. Nitrogen, plants need it to grow. So it's just another assault on life through the table of elements.
Okay, let's talk about nitrogen, because we stopped the video there. They can watch the full video at naturalnews.com. But you go into nitrogen next.
Yeah, exactly. Remember that about half the world's population, about 4 billion people, require nitrogen-based fertilizers in order to eat. And actually, the current process that's used to generate nitrogen-based fertilizer for most crops is called the Haber process. It's a chemical process that combines atmospheric nitrogen with hydrocarbons from natural gas. And through high pressure and high heat, they can form ammonia, NH3. But by the way, animals do that for free. And animals take ammonia and they convert it into urea. And when animals urinate, the urea that's found, it's the number one nitrogenous element or molecule that's in animal urine, as well as human urine, by the way, it is a nitrogen-rich fertilizer. And so, once again, the globalists are saying that's a pollutant. No, it isn't. That's food for orchards and crops. But again, this is a war on life. Yet, if they eliminate nitrogen, then half the world starves to death in one season, one crop season. And by the way, just over the last few days, three major ammonia production or fertilizer production plants shut down in the European Union. And they are now 70% down in terms of ammonia production, which means they won't be able to produce fertilizers for the late fall crops, but more importantly, the spring crops in the European Union. And the Europeans are not only going to freeze and starve this coming winter, they're going to starve all throughout 2023 because of the lack of fertilizer, because of the lack of nitrogen-based fertilizers, because of the shutdowns of the natural gas from Russia. So this is an apocalypse for Western Europe in the making, and it's all because of this war on the table of elements.
And of course, the concern is that same model, in part with a wacko environmentalist, is going to be duplicated here, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And you start to get into these insane demands, like everybody's supposed to buy an electric vehicle, but then
they're working on legislation in California. If it passes, you know, in a few years, if you want a new car, you're going to have to buy an electric one.
Right, right. But charging it will cost you a fortune. Right now in France, the electricity rates are about $1 per kilowatt hour equivalent. And that's insane. It means to charge a Tesla with a 100 kilowatt hour battery capacity, because of the lack of full efficiency in charging, you're going to pay roughly about $130+ to charge your Tesla. And by January of next year, you'll be paying $250 or more to charge your electric vehicle at that capacity in France. And the rates are skyrocketing in Germany as well. They're not yet that high. They're about 85 cents per kilowatt hour, but a dollar per kilowatt hour is through the roof. I mean, in some areas of Europe, they're paying anywhere from 10 to 15 times more than they were paying last summer, in terms of electricity. So a lot of Europeans are going to have no heat or no food this coming winter. And either way, it's a dire situation. How do you survive that?
And we know that Harari, who works with the World Economic Forum, has said we have too many people on the planet anyway. So this goes back to the title of your article, that this is a globalist death cult launches all-out war on the essential elements of life. This is a death cult. They want us dead.
There's no question in my mind that what the globalists are performing here, that this is a ritualistic sacrifice of the human population as part of a satanic death cult. And I think anyone who looks at this issue would come to the same conclusion, because it's not that hard to keep people alive if you try. You know, it's not that hard just to flip the switch, turn the natural gas pipelines back on, turn the ammonia plants back on, create the fertilizer, you know, turn the pipelines back on that produce or that transport fuel in the United States, for example. But what did Joe Biden do the very first day that he stole the office of the presidency? He signed executive orders to shut down pipelines, to shut down drilling, and to plunge the United States into an energy crisis. And that's what we're all going to suffer under for a long time to come.
I was reading last week, 1 in 6 Americans are now behind on their utility bills. 1 in 6.
That's right.
People are probably now, Mike, making the decision between paying their utility bill and their gas bill and or their food bill. If this continues, people are going to be making a lot of hard choices. I went on my utility company website here in the Mid-South that I pay my bill to, and almost 20 years living in the area, I've never seen what I saw last week. Big red headline. All shutoffs temporarily suspended.
Really?
Wow, that's interesting. All big red print of the utility company here in the Mid-South, outside of Memphis, and it's in Memphis, and they service Shelby County. All shutoffs temporarily suspended. Now, I've never seen them do that. You don't pay your utility bill, they'll come out and turn your power off. And, of course, with smart meters today, they just switch a button. They actually have a truck. They can just do it right from the truck. If you don't have a smart meter, then they obviously have to come up to the house and do some things to disconnect you until you pay your bill, and then they reconnect you. And then I thought, that's really odd. Then I saw the article, 1 in 6 Americans behind on their utility bill. Well, they're suspending cutoffs because they'd have an awful lot of people being shut off. Some of them in the Memphis heat would die. Some of them, I'm sure, have medical issues, have oxygen, whatever else. But this is just the beginning of normal society breaking down. I've been saying, Mike, feel free to agree or disagree, we've moved from inflation to superinflation. Next stop, hyperinflation. But this is starting to be the signs that society is breaking down. I see in Louisiana, New Orleans, carjackings are ridiculously high. Police have walked off the job. They don't have anywhere near the amount of police they have to maintain law and order. We are already starting to see the cracks. This is why a lot of people saw the warning signs, got out of major cities, and started getting out where they could be more self-sufficient. What do you think of what I've just laid out?
Well, I think it's That's absolutely the correct observation of what's happening, and it's all deliberate.
Yeah.
This is a deliberate, an engineered takedown of human society, especially in Western nations. So, you know, Russia right now, they're not lacking natural gas or oil or coal or food, for that matter. You know, they're having incredible harvests, and they've got plenty of fertilizer, and Russia's allies have all kinds of energy and fertilizer and food. Who doesn't have those things? Western nations. Western Europe, as well as the United States and Canada and so on. Not as bad yet in North America as it is in Europe, but give it time. As we go well into 2023, it'll get bad. But in terms of the electricity prices and the electric companies, what you got to understand is that at some point, the electric companies go bankrupt if they have to keep shouldering the costs of people who can't pay their bills. So you could end up with mass bankruptcies of the power companies. And by the way, there are already signs of this happening in the UK and other European countries. And then you would have to have massive government bailouts, which eventually moves in the direction of government takeover of utility companies.
Federalized utility companies. It looks like you're reading the Humanist Manifesto. You bankrupt the farmers. You rush in and the government buys up their land, which is the 30 by 30 plan we've been talking about, buying up 30% of the farmland in America by 2030, 50% by 2050. So you put it where the farmers can't make a living. You bankrupt them. You rush in and buy it pennies on the dollar, or big corporations, Bill Gates, China, others do that. That impacts food. So you'd start nationalizing your agriculture. That's Communist Manifesto. Nationalizing industries like the power grid. Nationalizing the police force. We federalized the police. Now we're hearing talk by Jim Rickards, who has worked in, you know, written New York Times bestsellers and worked in the intelligence arena running war games, economic war games with the intelligence arena. You know who Jim Rickards is. He's saying, yes, we're going to a digital currency by 2023, 2024. I have no problem believing that after Biden's executive order he signed. Even before that, we knew that's where it was going because the Bank for National Settlements and the World Bank and all these central banks of the world were talking about it. But now he's actually put a date on it. Now, I'm not a date setter. I don't set dates. It scares me because you can get it wrong. But he's saying December 13th, 2022. Why? I don't know why he's picked that date. But let's assume December, going to a digital currency. Again, what are all these things telling you when you combine it with the Department of Homeland Security and our federal government increasingly labeling people that are concerned about voter fraud as potential domestic terrorists? We have the Hunter Biden laptop. That movie's coming out. More and more people are starting to realize the Democrats are running us into the ground. We've got reports. Steve Bannon was with us last week in Springfield, Missouri, for the summit. He believes the report that a million Democrats have registered to vote as Republicans, not to disrupt the primaries, but actually because they don't want Marxism. What do you make of all this? Because I'm concerned that the Marxists and globalists have gotten control of the power, don't want to let it go. And if indeed the American people start catching on, as they did in Arizona, don't fill out a ballot, show up the day of the election, vote the day of the election to overcome the algorithm. Kerry Lake wins. They try to stave it off for a few days and count in more ballots. But again, too many people showed up. If that happens this November and you start having massive investigations into the deep state, these people are like a rabid dog cornered. So what are they going to do?
Well, they're going to pull out all the stops. So let's back up a little bit about what you said about central bank digital currencies and Jim Rickards and so on. And I believe he picked December 13th because that's mentioned in an executive order that defines the new central bank digital currencies from the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. I think there's a rollout that is intended to begin on that day, but it doesn't mean that cash is outlawed on that day. Just for the record,
good.
Cash and other forms will still be used for a long time. And by the way, I think the American people are going to reject central bank digital currencies very quickly because they no longer trust the institutions of government after this COVID fiasco, the vaccine fiasco, the money printing, the rigged election, the forgiving of student loans, which is just another form of stimulus money handouts causing inflation. I think that the institutions of government no longer have the consent of more than half the country. It's like two-thirds or three-fourths at this point. So people, I think, will reject central bank digital currencies. And by the way, the reason why they want you to have an electric vehicle is because they can then control your charging of that vehicle through the smart meters that they're installing on everybody's homes. Whereas if you have a gasoline or a diesel vehicle, you can just go fill up and get fuel and you can travel wherever you want. You're not limited to the number of kilowatt hours that go through your house. But an electric vehicle can be controlled by the government. They can control how much you're allowed to charge it and during what hours you're allowed to charge it.
They can even tell what appliances are running and being used.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I know your previous guest, Patrick Wood, is exactly right, a technocracy. This is all part of that shift into technocracy to have a technocratic overlay or overlords that control every aspect of your life. But I think that they've pushed it too aggressively, too fast. Too many people have been injured by the vaccines or killed by the vaccines, and there's a lot more skepticism in the system. Even the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, for example, has a lot of formerly sort of mainstream conservatives saying, hey, enough is enough. The Wall Street Journal came out and argued against the FBI over the last couple of days, saying, you know, essentially, we can't have a lawless society. It's bad for business. It's bad for Wall Street even. So a lot of people are coming to their senses, you know, sort of reluctantly, but maybe as a matter of self-preservation. But if they let the whole country just go to lawlessness and tyranny and authoritarianism, everybody loses except a few Democrats on top. So there's a lot of resistance growing.
So is that going to be sparked by an indictment and arrest of Donald Trump?
100%. Donald Trump, according to my sources anyway, Donald Trump will be indicted. Now, whether or not those indictments stick, who knows? But he will be indicted, and part of the purpose
of
that
is to... And that means they get to perp walk him.
Absolutely. They're going to have... It'll be pure theater, okay? Pure theater. The judges will be rigged. The whole thing's going to be made for TV, for CNN, and eventually they probably won't be able to make any of this stick. But they're going to try to paint Trump as a perp, and more importantly, what they're trying to do is to invoke an armed insurrection among conservatives and Trump supporters.
So they're gaslighting patriots.
They are baiting people into a reaction, an emotionally charged reaction, to try to be able to paint Trump supporters as violent, dangerous insurrectionists or extremists. And the left-wing media is already setting the narrative for that. So that's why I say it's critical that we do not take that bait.
Yes.
We demand peace. We demand the rule of law. We stay cool and calm. And, you know, we work with people like Steve Bannon, you know, arguing the rule of law and attorneys and the Supreme Court, if necessary. We must restore the rule of law. Violence is not the answer to this. So resist the emotional whiplash that they're trying to push on you.
Absolutely. 100% agree. I know we got to let you go because your podcast starts live at 9 o'clock Central, right?
Well, not live, but that's when I start recording my podcast for tomorrow morning, yes.
Okay, 9 o'clock Central. And they can listen to that at naturalnews.com, correct?
Correct, yes, each day, Monday through Friday.
Okay, naturalnews.com. Okay, any last big piece of information that you're looking at that we need to know about before you go?
Well, yeah, they talk about inflation peaking right now. It's not peaking. Inflation has only just begun.
I agree.
Food inflation and energy inflation are going to get far worse throughout 2023. And many food shelves will go bare in the United States. Not all of them and not everywhere, but some will go bare. We're going to see, by the way, globally, mass uprisings against the governments of the world. I mean, look at Iraq today, what's happening there right now.
We reported on that at the beginning of the show. There is basically a religious civil war started.
Right. But this mass uprising of people against their governments around the world, kind of like an Arab Spring, but globally, is going to be, of course, catapulted by food inflation, energy inflation, and scarcity on both issues. And the final important point, Brandon, is governments can print money, but they can't print food and they can't print energy. So all the stimulus money in the world doesn't heat your home. It doesn't feed your children. And that's what's going to lead to the uprisings is the scarcity. It's already built in.
And the scarcity leads to, believe it or not, rationing and rationing cards.
Absolutely. And then rationing, usually it leads to price controls and then government taking over the means of production. Boom, you're in communism where the government's running the food factories and running them into the ground. And then you end up in Venezuela-style mass starvation.
And
that's where
been,
this is headed.
There have been many people saying that's exactly what Obama wanted, was to turn us into Venezuela. And this is the O'Biden administration. I think we all know that Obama is probably pulling a lot of the strings and running the show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, folks, remember that the way to insulate yourself against this is to be a common sense prepper. Have extra food. You know, have extra fuel. If it's safe for you to store, I store diesel, not gasoline, but diesel's safe to store, in the right way. You know, obviously, make sure you're in adherence to local fire codes and things like that. But prepare, store extra garden seeds or medicine or things that you consume so that you aren't hit by these emergency scarcity or supply chain shutdowns that are only going to get worse.
Naturalnews.com, as always, we appreciate your reporting here and your great video.
Thank you, Brandon. Always happy to join you.
Thank you, sir. We'll have you back. Mike Adams checking in. Check out his website, naturalnews.com, naturalnews.com. Guys in the control room, go over to WVWTVstore.com if you would real quick. He was just talking about being prepared, and that's what we've done and encourage people to do. 2013, I bought a lot of freeze-dried food for my family. I mentioned it on the air in 2016. We got so slammed with requests, what did you get, where did we get it, that I went and became a distributor. Our company, WVW Broadcast Network, became a distributor of freeze-dried food to offer a service to our people that our people were asking for. It's also been a big part of our general operating budget to help us buy many of the cameras and do much of the production, build this news desk, all the things you've seen us do and build over the years that eventually led to my being able to help Mike Lindell start Lindell TV. One of the things we use for that general operating budget is the resources, if you guys want to show them, at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. When you go there, you'll find 3 month, 4 weeks, 6 month. You'll find it all there. I don't know if the guys in the control room are asleep tonight or what, but you can throw that up there anytime you want, guys. They're working on it, I guess. It's loading. I don't know. Slow internet. We're on fiber. WVWTVstore.com. You can order it there. Now, if you want to order it by phone, you can call even right now. There's someone to take your call right now, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, again, 901-468-9357. Well, we never did see the freeze-dried food up there, did we? I don't know. We had a lot of glitches tonight in the first show. This one, that was just the first one, I think. So we'll let them slide. 901-468-9357 if you want to order that by phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. Also, if you want to get a free packet of information on precious metals, talking about superinflation moving into hyperinflation, you can call our friends at Swiss America. I've been working with them for 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. He's at Swiss America. You don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address and say, I want the free packet of information on precious metals and how to turn my IRA into precious metals. 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. All you got to do, text him your name and address, and he'll send it right over to you. All right, that's our broadcast for tonight. Thanks for watching. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66%, on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please, do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.